Christine Richards will be back on Monday. Chicago's very own Cindy Pearlman out in Las Vegas has been keeping an eye on the entertainment news for us. In the meantime, good morning, Cindy. Let's talk first about our old friend Jerry Springer and a new documentary series.
Good morning, Bob and Chicago. Yes, Jerry Springer, he's getting his own Netflix two-part documentary series called Jerry Springer Fights Camera Action. Debuts January 7th. You know, the regular Jerry stuff, bleeping out of the swear words, little heckling, physical fights. This documentary is going to tell the real behind-the-scenes stories of Jerry with firsthand testimony and revelations from show insiders. You know, it'll also delve into the world of how the daytime talker became one of the most outrageous ones on the air in the 90s. And, you know, I guess there's a few dark truths that they say that they're going to reveal, too, about Jerry and the show.
Well, I'll tell you what, he was in the building there at NBC5 when I was over there. A nicer guy you wouldn't find than Jerry Springer. And I love the title of this documentary, Fights Camera Action. Pretty good.
You've got to love it. Yeah. He, of course, cast in Chicago in 2023, but his show ran for 27 seasons. Can you believe that?
Wow, that is really remarkable. All right, we have some celebrity real estate to report this morning, don't we?
You know, Bob, I don't know about you, but do you have an extra $50 million laying around? Because Billy Joel, he's moving out of his longtime Long Island mansion, that is. You know, what do you get for $50 million? Well, 26 acres of waterfront property. That's good. Four houses on it, a beach house, a guest house, a gatehouse, a real house. And, you know, 18 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms. Sounds like a lot to clean. Three in-ground swimming pools. I like that part. A bowling alley, spa, wine cellar, and a helipad for your helicopter, of course, and 2,000 feet of private beach. I'm in.
Man, $50 million, huh? Where's Billy going? Do we know?
Billy is basically living in Florida. He's married. He's got two little girls. And so cute last weekend, he took them to see Tay. What a good dad. And there's a picture online of Billy with his two little girls and Tay. Super cute.
You know, gotta love that. Rob Lowe apparently isn't busy enough. What's he taking on now?
He's got 911 Lone Star every week and a really cool game show called The Floor. If you haven't checked this out, it's hard to describe, but it's people standing on these little patches and squares, and they do really rapid rounds of, do you know these facts? And it's a cool show. But he's the host. And he's also pushing hard for St. Elmo's Fire 2, Be Still My 80s Heart. He's been in cahoots with Demi Moore about this. And he said, we're actively in contact now because we're really trying to do the sequel. And here's their idea. It's, you know, everyone's 60 now, but he said it's never too late, but our kids are out of school. We're empty nesters, some of us. Some of them are married, some divorced. One has fallen ill. I wonder which one that is. And it's about aging and friendships, and also his character, Billy, the sax player, he said might have gone through some addiction issues.
And Demi Moore, they're talking Oscar for her performance in, what was the name of that, Substance?
The Substance. I mean, that's amazing for Demi Moore. That movie's still sticking around from September in theaters. It's not even on streaming yet, which is good for Demi Moore.
Yeah, that movie kind of grossed me out, but yeah, a lot of people like it, I guess. Let's get to what's going on with some old pals, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer.
You know, you get to a certain age where you have these good friends, but you just never talk to them, which is sad. But, you know, stars are people too, so this has happened to Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer. They sort of lost touch over the years, and they talked about it on Ted's podcast. Ted has a podcast with Woody Harrelson, All Things Cheers, Converging. The podcast is called Where Everybody Knows Your Name, and Kelsey was on this week, and they mulled this whole thing over. And Ted said, I missed out on the last 30 years of Kelsey Grammer, and I feel like it's my bad. I'm the one who didn't call you a lot. My doing, I apologize to you. They made up, the bromance is on. And Kelsey said that Ted gave him a life wisdom that he always carries with him, which was, when I turned 40, Ted came up to me and said, you know what that means, don't you? Now you're 40. it means you're finally worth having a conversation with. I love that.
All right. This weekend, call a friend, call an old friend. And finally, you know we're getting into the holiday season because there's news about a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Well, you know, Lacey Chabert, the Hallmark queen, has got a little moonlighting on Netflix coming up. She's in a movie called Hot Frosty. Come on, that's a good title for a holiday movie. She's a widow named Kathy. You know, it's a tough time. She's feeling bad. But her magical scarf brings an attractive snowman named Jack to life, which just fills me with questions. What makes the snowman so attractive, and how does this all work? But suddenly he's shirtless, he's a hunk, he's got a six-pack, and he's putting up Christmas lights on her house in the middle of winter. You could never set this thing in Chicago. Can you even imagine? But, you know, this love is doomed. He's going to melt. So poor Lacey has to enjoy him for just a brief period.
But there is some Hallmark controversy, isn't there?
You know, that's odd. Yesterday, it was revealed that there's a lawsuit from a former Hallmark casting director who alleged that the higher-ups said that Lacey, who's now 42, and Holly Robinson, who's also a Hallmark staple, she's 60. So this casting agent said that they had a little thing internally in Hallmark, possibly, that these ladies were getting a little too old and that they wanted to cast younger actresses versus these fan favorites. Hallmark came out hard and said, "We deny all this. Lacey and Holly always have a home at Hallmark, and we deny these outrageous allegations." So they were upset about this, but I don't think it's affecting Lacey especially. She's in about 97 upcoming Christmas movies.
Yeah, and it's not hard to believe that they would want to cast younger. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Appreciate you filling in for Dean Richards the last couple of weeks. Cindy, you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too, Bob.
There's plenty to do in and around Chicago this weekend. Dean Richards is out on assignment, but he left us the lowdown on several comedy shows, Men at Work, and Will Ferrell, too.
Comedy superstar Will Ferrell DJs with special guest Swedish House Mafia in Will Ferrell's Ultimate DJ House Party at the Wintrust Arena on Saturday. British techno superstar Fatboy Slim spins the beats at Radius. Irish rockers Inhaler play the Salt Shed Saturday night. R&B stars All For One bring their smooth sounds to the City Winery on Saturday. And Puerto Rican singing star Cheyenne is at the Allstate Arena on Sunday. Who can it be? It's Men at Work. Catch them at the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines Saturday. Hair metal veterans Warrant visit the Des Plaines Theater. Country stars the Gatlin Brothers are at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And Judy Collins plays the Athenaeum Theater in Lakeview. On stage this weekend, the Broadway musical adaptation of Some Like It Hot comes to the Cadillac Palace Theater for a special limited engagement. Catch it through November 3rd. And the Manual Cinema tells the classic story of Frankenstein. See it at the Studebaker Theater in the Fine Arts Building through Sunday.
We had very different upbringings, you know. She comes from a loving family.
For laughs, funny man David Cross brings his act to the Vic Theater Saturday. Ben Schwartz and friends are at the Chicago Theater that same night. SNL legend John Lovitz returns to the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday. And fellow SNL veteran Alex Moffat is at the Comedy Vault in Batavia through Saturday. Also, there are plenty of spooky activities on the final weekend before Halloween, like the Arts in the Dark Parade, kicking off in Washington Park Saturday. Get an early jump on trick-or-treating with the Lincoln Park Spooktacular down Clark Street Saturday and Sunday. Lake Zurich offers its annual Jack-O-Lantern World this weekend, and adults can enjoy some spooky fun of their own at Howlin' at the Moon at the Naper Settlement in Naperville Saturday night.
Hope you have a great weekend. Dean Richards, WGN News.